thing from last week. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for these men. We thank you for our apostle. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and with this evangelism team. And Father, we yield to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you must increase and I must decrease. No flesh will glory in your presence. We thank you, Father. Father, we just thank you for Darius. We thank you for Danielle. And Father, we just yield to you, y'all. Lord, it's all about you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. The first thing I want to say, Apostle going to be in Baton Rouge. That's this Thursday. Yeah, this Thursday. So we know we're not going to have no meeting. We'll have another meeting next week. Not this week coming, but the following week. All right. And what we'll do is we'll plan to go out on the 29th. That'll be that Saturday, February, the last Saturday. We'll make plans when we come that Thursday, okay? All right. Also, too, this book here, I think I gave it, all of us got this book, okay? We need to start reading it. We need to read this book because this book also is being taught in the school of ministry. It's been taught in the, Dr. Walker teach this book. So we need to, we're gonna go into this book also too. Cause the Lord led me to start reading it, pick it back up and kind of reading it. So, you all can start reading it. All right. Yesterday, Brother Larry, I want you to get his praise report on that young man got born again yesterday when you was ministering yesterday to him.
There was a gentleman came to the church to make a delivery, and I walk up to him, just introduce myself first, and he and I were talking about another gentleman that used to work here. That's how I kind of made myself friendly with him. And then I asked him the question about, are you born again? And he looked at me and he said, well, I didn't know what it meant. You see, he went to a Christian chapel on Segan Lane in Baton Rouge. And so I explained to him about born again. And then he said, listen, he said, I tell you what, he said, let's pray then. He asked me to pray. So, okay, he asked me to pray. And I prayed with him and he got born again. And he said, brother, he said, man, I felt that. Then he told me, he said, listen, man, thank you for doing that. So I gave him a pamphlet, a Newbury pamphlet, and he didn't leave until he sat there and he read that pamphlet. Then he saw me and said, hey, come here. Man, what's your name? And he wrote my name down. But he said he was so thankful, and you could see it's just something changing in him. But listen, here's the thing, though. He asked me to pray. When I first went, he asked me to be born again. After I explained the new birth, what it really was, he said, man, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. And he said, man, look, I felt that. So something changed in his life. That's it. Amen.
See, that's what we're talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? And those type of experience that is happening, we'll never know that they're happening until we allow the Holy Spirit. Apostle been weighing them out. Apostle called three of them yesterday. Three of them. So, man, I tell you, boy. It's on. Like I said, we're not going to be long tonight. Also, too, I text you all a couple of days ago about the guy that I had ministered to that was last Friday. His name, Kevin Huntley. I mentioned to you all, keep him lifted up in prayer. He said he was going to be coming to church Sunday. Okay, we're just going to keep. Also, too, along with this here, too, I know that some of you all probably could attest to that, too, when we used to teach cell groups. Brother Harold made a statement last week about, when people coming in, they need to have a little hands-on, okay? But my point is, now, I'm not saying everybody, because the Holy Spirit will let you know which one they maybe, you might can exchange phone numbers, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not going to do it with a female. You got to be careful with that, okay? When we used to teach cell group, my wife used to do that. My wife, she'll contact the ladies, and I contact the men. So I'm not saying in that area, okay, because all of us married, we ain't going to give the devil no place, All right. And then also, too, what I'm saying there, that don't mean that's every individual we come in contact with. But I tell you what, if you minister somebody going to come in contact, you'll be able to, that going to work. Because just like Brother Harold said, what could happen there before the people even will come to the church, if they'll come, they've been and had a one-on-one contact with you. Then they got comfortable with you. And then you will be showing some concern. Because when I mentioned to that man about visiting, he looked at me, he said, you for real? You know, he said, you for real? And then I told him I was going to give him a contact. And then I called him up. And then he didn't respond to the call. So about 2 minutes later, he called me back. All right, he said I was in the store, give me some lunch. And I told him who I was, and I told him, I said, I told y'all I was going to contact you before Sunday. And he said, yeah. So what it did was to let him know that I did do what I said I was going to do. Okay, and then he said Saturday he's going to be going to a funeral. So I said, man, I said, you going to a funeral? I said, Sunday will be a good day for you to come because them funerals, you know what I'm saying? You know, whoever the person was, I told him, I said, you know, because a lot of times, when you're talking with them, you know, God will give you wisdom to encourage them. You know what I'm saying? Just don't leave them hanging like, well, if you want to just come, you just got to just kind of keep kind of stroking them a little bit. Okay. So, like I said, you keep him lifted up. And also, too, if you come in contact with somebody and you know they might be, they done told you something, text it in the group. Okay, like I said last week, the Lord, that teaching the Lord had us to go through last week, that was for all of us. That we're a team. See what I'm saying? So when that guy come, guess what? All five is a part of that. That's why I text and say I want everybody to be involved in it. So if you got somebody that you know that maybe need prayer for or whatever, let us know, and we're gonna work on that together. Okay? All right. Let me see. Like I said, we ain't gonna be long at all. Let's see. Now, remember I mentioned about report on the subdivision in the area. All of us should have something. Okay, let me start, and then that'll give you. Okay, yesterday I passed through my subdivision. Also, too, I didn't mention Darryl. I'm gonna be responsible for Darryl because I got to go take the mail. So Darryl, they know me real good. Okay, all right. Because I go take the mail every day. All right. So yesterday I was driving in my subdivision. That's in River Ridge. So as I'm driving, right now, you know, it's kind of getting warm. Them children are playing basketball. So I'm just, like I said, we spying it out, you know, and everything. So when we go in there, we'll know exactly how we're going to approach it. Okay. So the kids playing basketball and everything, group up. Then I roll around. About another street, as I'm riding around, I seen around about 7 or 8 of them. They was kind of big side kids, but you know how when you're passing around a group of people, you can feel like a heaviness in your spirit. So I felt that. So that little crowd that they need to, you know what I'm saying? They kind of, you know, I'm not judging nobody, but I sense a difference. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying there, so that's the reason why we need to go in it. Because, see, one thing about it, we can't never think that just because a subdivision we stay in or we know that they ain't got nobody not saving it, you know, because you can have drug dealers in there, you can have all of them in there, okay? But just because they're not breaking in nobody's house and stealing, we'll think, well, I'm staying in a nice neighborhood. You do. But guess what? It's a lot of sinning going on in there we don't know about, okay? But my point is, that's the reason why we need to make this ministry known that we are in this area, okay? So, and then also, too, I got a chance to talk to Johnny. Yeah, he on the verge of retiring. Yeah, I told him I found out last week you retired. Then he asked about Howard Davis. Yeah. And then he introduced me to his wife because they was getting ready to leave. But, you know, but so he stayed right around the corner from me. Yeah. So I'm gonna let you all, who want to go first or whatever?
Last Sunday, I just went and I rode through Oak Lake, and I did Apostle do, walk around in the house and just prayed for the people. I called them that assigned to the ministry. I call them here and just walked through, just prayed for each house, praying for that, as I walked through the subdivision and just, ask the Lord for the ones that are assigned here, just send them to the ministry. Any need they have, Lord, just bless them. And whatever they need, just go ahead and just bless them. So I did that last Sunday.
So you did drove? You drove?
Yeah, I went through. Yeah, went through Oak Lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I went through Oak Lake yesterday doing the same thing, Brother Larry. Because now, like I say, I'm off now. I got a little more free time, so I went through there praying for the people. And you remember how we used to call it from the north, the south,
yes,
the east, and
yeah,
west?
Yeah.
So that is how we got here.
Yeah, you yeah, sure.
I was living in Homer.
Yeah.
And we were commuting here, and it was that prayer, that called a lot of people from that mm-hmm. way. There's still a lot of people that's still here.
Yeah.
As a result of that call.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I went through there. Yes.
Okay.
So I went through the new subdivision, Conway.
Okay.
And then I went also to Pelican Crossing,
okay,
across the street from Pelican Point.
Okay.
And it was an afternoon this week. I was out of town this week, but I made time to go through there. So as I didn't knock on any doors, but as I was driving around and see people outside, as I would, I had the cards, the last cards we made,
okay,
to hand out to them. And so everybody I talked to, said they're saved, and
yeah.
So one guy in particular, a white guy, said, like you said, I try to make myself friendly first and say, I'm from Word of Life and just visiting the area and just want to invite you to our church, hand the card. And he was like, I hate to disappoint you, but I'm Catholic. And I said, oh, well, that's wonderful. I used to be Catholic too. And I said, so are you born again? Yes, I'm born again, me and my whole family. And I just shook his hand and say, I'm so happy for you. So I didn't get offended, with his response. Everybody I come in contact with, matter of fact, I was in Oklahoma City yesterday and on business, and young lady, she was 20 years old, and I just said, are you, you believer? Because I don't always say you're born again. Sometimes you catch people off guard when you say that. Like, what does that mean? So, small talk, then are you a believer?
Yeah.
And, most of them will say, yeah, I'm a believer. Or, very, very few say no. I said, are you born again? She said, yes. She said, I go to this church right down the street. And she just started rambling about how she loved this church. And, the people that I'm coming in contact with, I'm not just limiting myself to here, but wherever I travel, because our reach is, as evangelists, is not just local. Our reach as evangelists is to introduce people to Christ.
Yeah.
So there are opportunities where, even if they say no, even if they say yes, I'm born again, I still will ask, if there's anything I can pray with you about, because there's a lot of needs out there. A couple of weeks ago, I got a call on a Friday morning, and my godmother, who I hadn't spoken to in probably 20 years, her sister called me and said she was in hospice, and the doctor said they can't do anything for her. She's stage 4 cancer, and I said, okay, I'm coming down tonight. So I drove to Lafayette after I got off. And in the whole time driving there, I'm praying the Spirit. And I'm saying, this is going to be a great opportunity for me. Because I know she was Catholic, like a lot of people from my hometown are Catholic.
Yeah.
So I'm praying, and I'm like, I'm excited, because I'm like, this is going to be somebody I can, lead to the Lord. And so when I got to the hospice location, she was unconscious. She had tubes in, and but you know she still could hear and stuff. So, you know, I said, I'm, you know, it's Craig, I'm here, and you know, and just pray with her, and then I asked her daughter. I said, she born again, and she's like, yes, she's born again. She got born again 2 weeks ago, and so, you know, it was kind of like, it was great, but it was kind of like the air I took out of my balloon, because I'm thinking the whole time there, and I'm just, got a good opportunity for me to, you know, bring somebody to the Lord. But it's just how, I guess, things are working out, and you know, that was the reason why they called me. Again, I haven't heard from and talked to them in 20 years. That was the reason why I was there, and I, to this day, I don't know why, because she passed away the next morning.
Man,
you know, so I don't know if it's related or unrelated, but in the last 2 weeks, there's been 5 people that that I been told about, or I know, most of them I know, that have cancer. So again, I don't know how it all relates, and these are just like unusual calls or people. I'm on the plane yesterday. I'm flying back to New Orleans last night, and this lady said, "Yeah, I'm." She said, "You live in New Orleans, and I live in Baton Rouge. I'm flying back home." She said, "We were in Houston," and she said, "Yeah, I'm going to see my my daughter. She has my sister. She has cancer, and just like another cancer after cancer, and I don't know, but you know, I guess you guys to pray to, you know, what something is." I have a desire, I have a strong passion for healing. I always have. I was a pre-med student at one time, and I always had a strong passion for healing. But lately it's been so, the people just coming to me, being drawn to me. One of my subcontractors, 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago, Friday I think it was. So he helped frame my house, the new house I just moved in. And so his wife called me. He's a Hispanic guy. His daughter called me, because his wife doesn't speak very good English, but his daughter called me, and when she called me from his phone and said, "Hey, Jose," and she's like, "This is Jose's daughter, Nicole, and my dad's not doing too good." And he had been battling cancer for off and on, but he went into remission, came back. And I'm not getting off track. Hopefully, maybe you can shed some light on it. But
no.
She called me and she said, "My mom wanted me to call you and tell you that Jose is not doing good." Again, he's a subcontractor for me, but you know, we don't go fishing together. You know, so it was like, oh, it's unusual call. Well, yeah, and I had prayed with them. You know, several months before, I prayed with him the first day I met him when he came to my office, him and his wife and another subcontractor. And I, you know, like I said, if it's only a matter of time when you meet me, I'm going to introduce you to the Lord by just talking to me, hearing me, but you're going to hear about my Lord and Savior. So I was led at that in my conference room to pray with them and with his family, and didn't know what was going on, nothing. I just was led to pray with them. And so here it is, you know, year and a half, almost 2 years later, I get the call that he's, you know, he's not doing good. So this was, I went to visit him on a Friday, and then he passed away the following Monday.
Okay.
And so again, I'm in the hospital. I'm just standing there, and he's unconscious, but I'm praying the Spirit. I'm like, I'm believing, Lord, for healing him, you know, delivering him. And I'm just praying that Saturday and that Sunday after I visited him, I was just travailing. I mean, I was just, you know, it was just something that was in me. It was just travailing for this guy to recover, and he didn't recover. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that set me back a little bit, you know, when I got the call Monday that he passed away. And they called me like 10 minutes after he passed. She's like, "He just passed away 10 minutes. So again, that's something that they really, to call me that soon,
okay,
you know, to right afterwards, it was like something's there. So anyway, I guess the Lord is leading me somewhere to and like I said, I don't know where it is, but I have, you know, this yesterday, the day before yesterday, a guy I never met before, but I talked to him on the phone. I got word from somebody else that his wife has stage 4 cancer.
Okay.
His daughter, newborn daughter, came prematurely, and she was in a NICU, so she was in the intensive care for neonatal. So he visited his daughter, one side of the hospital, going to see his wife, because they didn't find out she was diagnosed with cancer until when she was delivering a baby, and her something they did an X-ray on her neck because her neck was hurting, and they saw these lesions. Okay. On the X-ray. So anyway, I asked him, I said, man, are you a believer? He said, man, yeah, I'm a strong believer. And he said, but this is shaking my faith to the core. And I said, I can't imagine. I said, mm-hmm. I just can't imagine. Again, I never met the guy. And I said, I'm just gonna pray with you, man. Just know that as a Christian brother, I'm here for you. You call me anytime. I'm always here for you. So, and he, you know, he just sent me a text later and said, I really need that. So it's just something that's in the atmosphere.
Yeah. Okay. You all probably picking it up too. All right. Last Thursday when you mentioned about the parts of the body, different members, how they function, I remember that. That's why it's good. That's why we have Danielle and Darius to record this so we can go back and listen to it. All right, because we gotta always realize one of us is saying something and the Holy Spirit using you to say that. All right, so now as we listen to, which I remember, if you go back and listen to that tape from last Thursday, I think I mentioned about God might use you for healing.
I wrote it down in my journal.
See? God used him for healing.
Yeah.
And see, that's the area God is. See, God used him in that area just like he could use me to pray for somebody to get born again. See what I'm saying? The different members, how they function. You see what I'm saying? See? So I remember I said God could use Brother Craig for healing. See what I'm saying? So what we got to do is, just think about this here. Man, I got chill bumps coming on what I'm saying here. Just say like, we I'm going to let you finish or whatever you got to do. We out there together. Somebody might need that. See, God going to use everybody, using everybody different. See, and also too, with this evangelism, it's not just because the subdivision, it's wherever we go. I just live close here. All right, apostles just, you know, I mean, when they start off in the book of Acts, they say Jerusalem, Judea, they will start going further out. See, and I know God going to use you in a mighty way too, because the type of work you do, you come into contact with a lot of people. All right, so I know that, but that statement, and you say you wrote that down.
I caught it just like that. I wrote it in my journal the next morning.
That is right there. All right, so what we going to do as a group, we going to be praying and talking and lifting Craig up in that area also, too, with that. Okay? Tonight I just sensed, you know, I ain't even read no scripture from the Bible, because I'm saying that I just sense this the direction the Lord wants us to go, opening it up, because what's happening there, while we're praying in the back, and I'm going to let Brother Harry, while I was praying in the back, it's just like when we first started this with this evangelism, it's just like throwing a whole bunch of puzzles on the floor, but the picture of how it's going to come out is on the box. See, the Holy Ghost, now we just putting this thing, we put pieces together, we beginning to see what direction the Lord wants, what he's doing. Because he's not going to just tell us all everything how it's going to come out. But now, you see how, I mean, I was talking to somebody today. I mean, somebody today, they even seeing what's going on with us. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying this, man, because every day we meeting, every Thursday or whenever we meet, it's a freshness. You know, look how last week God used Brother Ronald. Look what he did with Brother Larry today. Man, this is a powerful testimony. So where God you? So now we know that in this area that we keep Brother Craig lifted up in this area, man. Because I'm saying there, who was next? You, brother, you finished what you were saying? Okay. Everybody done went, huh? That was fast, huh? Okay. We just about finished then. Anybody else got anything? Because, like I said, we're not going to meet up next Thursday, but the next meeting going to be the following Thursday. You know, I might just send a text if something come up or whatever. But other than that, you know. And another thing, too, what we could do is we still could go through the subdivision and keep doing what we're doing. That was some powerful thing was happening to you, too, bro. And another thing, hold up, wait a minute. I think I shared with Brother Ronald and Brother Larry because, see, we worked together. But Sunday, I had a dream. I was in a big lake fishing in a boat, and my stopper was gone. So after I woke up, before I got ready to come to church, so I said, Lord, so you know what the interpretation of that is, fishing. Yeah, I'm catching men. So that and another thing too, in the subdivision where I am, they got that fish pond, and boy, they coming out on that fish pond, boy. That's why I mostly do a lot of my witnessing on that fish pond. They fishing, they fishing for fish, and I'm fishing for them. I thank you, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for this blessed time to meet up with the brother. And Father, we just thank you for these powerful testimonies, Lord. Father, we just thank you for our apostle. We thank you, Father. We give you all the praise for what you're doing with this team. And this team, we as one, and it's to glorify you, Father. And Father, we just give you all the praise. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Brother Hutley, Kevin Hutley, that he will be coming this Sunday. We thank you for him, and we give you all the praise for all those who will also come, because we steady going to keep ministering your word, Lord. Father, thank you for Brother Ronald, Brother Larry, Brother Craig, and Brother Harold. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.